irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. If somebody wants to check us out, please go to LA Talk Radio and click on a link that gets you to Accent On. Now we are live, now we have live ad via camera, then on Facebook people can see us.
Hello.
And this is one of those shows that I am very, very happy about because I have people that are high energy. Are we?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Me too. And we have all Polish roots, even my beautiful. Yeah, you are Polish. Taylor, can you tell us your name?
My name is Taylor Carroll.
Okay, he doesn't sound too Polish, obvious, but really he has some Polish roots, yes? Yes.
Cześć, jak się masz?
Cześć, jak się masz means hi, how are you?
Dziękuję.
Okay, and of course we have for the first time on a camera with us our realtor. She's our expert. She's teaching us for past, I think, 4 months how to buy, sell,
invest,
make money finance. On selling, buying, finance, and I think, but today, okay, and your name is?
Ania Sadowska, cześć, dzień dobry.
Obvious, she has a little tiny Polish accent, and our, but not so much, I have the hardest, the heaviest accent.
It's okay, we need you.
Oh, thank you so much,
accent
I don't know.
On.
Accent on, you are right. But anyway, your business is to being a realtor from moment when you wake up, we think, to moment when you go to bed, which you probably never sleep. But today is one of those shows that we will find out more about you. And we will maybe even find out that you have life after being a realtor. Do you have life?
I have a big life outside of work. I just don't always admit it.
That's so not Americans. You're supposed to work. And
yeah, you're not supposed to enjoy yourself.
No.
No, I have to. I must.
That's why you are here. And when it comes to Taylor, he was with us a few times. He's one of my favorite artists and singers, really. And I didn't see you for almost 3 years.
It's flown by, huh?
Yes, and you are obviously very talented singer, and
well,
I saw you live 3 years ago, then you came to my place, to my studio, we recorded some funky, we played around with one of the songs, and you were just amazing, then life takes us in different directions, but right now, I think you are bringing something completely new to Accent On, some hopes and dreams and turns little left and right.
Yeah, a little up and down, left and right.
Yes, and you have with you guitar. Guitar is on the floor, and the guitar will also play.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that means we'll have a live performing.
Live.
First time, maybe something like premiere, you think?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah.
I like the stings the most because a lot of artists come and they say, yeah, for the first time. But having you playing and singing something that is perfectly new, very exciting. Yes, Anya?
Are we going to dance?
Yeah, we are. We are, Anya.
Yeah, okay. Then let's maybe start a little bit from Anya. Anya, you claim that you have a life outside of realtor, being a realtor. And we try to believe you. You look hot. You really are into sports. I thought maybe running only, but the running turned into something so serious, like marathon?
Marathon is not my typical race that I would do. I joined the marathon.
Why did you do that?
Wow. They run next to my house, so I just kind of run with them for a few miles.
But
and you can do that. Anybody
I think you
can
were pretty
do that.
Serious about training to
my,
be ready for
my,
that.
I am. The races that I do attend are triathlons.
Oh, boy.
Because you swim, you bike, and you run. I can't run 26 miles.
Okay,
I
but
can't.
That's still, you know, hey.
I run to the fridge and lift a beer.
That's very good. I run to take dog pee or poo. Yeah, that's yeah. my running. And sometimes when I, oh gosh, four or five times a day. That's my exercise. How do you do this? How do you find the time for that? And why are you so excited to do sports or just taking care of your body a certain way? Why?
Oh my God, why not? For me, that's what drives me. I have to do it. It's adrenaline. It's something in my brain, I think. What do they call that? The there's an endorphin that releases in your brain that drives you forward. Now, maybe not everyone, but that's what works for me. And I kind of grew up as an athlete, swimming on the swimming team.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because I don't know too many people who are so serious into not only body image, because you are not about that. You really are gorgeous, but I really think because you are bringing in our country and your past, sports past, you still need to compete with yourself or with somebody else. Then tell us a little bit about this part of your life in Poland.
Well, swimming started when I was 5 or 6 years old. And I don't know if you remember that, but the professionals used to come into kindergartens when you're like 5 or 6 and assess you as a child what you're good at. Yes. So they throw you in a pool, they take you to the soccer field, or they give you a guitar. Or
singing
in Poland?
Me. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because
they're
it was
called
all
scouters.
For free. Scouters, mm-hmm. they come.
Kindergarten scouters?
No, for me it was a little bit later. I think I was 7 or 8 years old when I went to music school and they allowed me to sing and they decided,
for
my mom, mm-hmm. they decided that I supposed to play violin.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I love violin, but that's not what I wanted to do at all. But that's what I was doing for another 6 years. My poor daddy. I just only say my poor dad. You know, he had two daughters playing violins in the same time in different rooms. Crazy. But it's true. You know, they knew we are musical. Then they said parents cannot afford piano. Then let them play violin and we'll see what's happened later.
But that's how it started
that's
for you,
started.
I'm sure.
Yes, and I'm very happy.
And for me and my sister, it was the sports. Okay. We were two twins, and we were a handful from age 2. We were already running around on our own, on the streets, as you know how it used to be. It was very safe.
Yeah.
And we used to jump off the buildings and be really athletic and really
parkour
up for
in
the
Poland.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Parkour. Wait, you have a twin?
I have an identical twin.
We cannot wait for her to come, because we will see double soon.
Double trouble's coming.
Yeah, where is she?
She's in Chicago. Oh. So we'll plan on having her maybe next month.
That would be so much fun.
She was going to be here today, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're with us. I'm looking forward to the champagne and dancing.
What's happened? Let's complain. Why she's not here?
She went skiing. She went on the skiing trip and came back and just has too much work
it's
to
okay.
do. We travel all the
let's
time.
Let's pretend that we see double. Anyway, because that's what will be.
I can find one on my phone.
Okay. Then swimming, you said. That's
so
what happened to you.
So they threw us in the pool, and apparently we were really good, and we ended up staying on that team for almost 10 years.
Wow.
Swimming twice a day and training towards Olympics, actually.
What town it was?
This was in Tarnobrzeg.
Tarnobrzeg.
Sharka Tarnobrzeg. It was a really, really good club. Sharka Tarnobrzeg was a government facility, a factory where my mom worked. So it was sponsored. The Swimming Federation was sponsored by her. She happened to work there. So everything was provided. Not much was provided, but as far as like equipment, so we didn't have swimming goggles, no good suits, no swimming cap, just good coaches, really good communistic, rigoristic, mean face kind of coaches. So it's not a game. It's like what you think about athletes from Russia.
Yeah.
That's how they're trained.
That's pretty
and that's
serious.
What makes you good.
It was not a hobby. Nothing in my country I don't remember as a hobby. Everything what I was doing, I felt like I need to deliver.
Yes, you had to be good. If you weren't good, you were kicked off.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, so once they chose you, they knew you're good, and they wouldn't let you off the hook easy.
Yeah.
But we liked it. We enjoyed it, and we happened to have a coach that knew all the other sports. So he, in addition to practice swimming twice a day, he would take us skiing, skating, tennis, soccer, rugby, everything, anything you can think of. Later on, gym.
And we need to add that all was for free.
Oh, yes.
That's what is the difference between what's going on here. Right now, the poor parents, if they try to get child through all the schooling and training in any part of this, you know, all sport and music costs so much money here.
Yeah.
But yes, we were schooled. I was schooled also for free. And then my parents were very poor people, but they never really felt like something's wrong. We were the chosen one, then you better deliver as the chosen one.
Okay. You know what was funny? That we actually started getting paid right around age 14, maybe 13. We were getting paid from the Federation, but it was dinner vouchers.
Yes.
It wasn't
money. I had book vouchers. They are beautiful books, yes. I was maybe even younger because I was winning some festivals or something. Then I was getting a voucher that I could buy some type of... books that they are like released,
learning
like tomes,
books.
And like many, like Shakespeare. Then I had whole Shakespeare, then I had whole Polish, you know, authors. Then I was like, oh, where my whole bookshelf will be filled with, because I knew I earned it. And I went to a library, like bookstore, and they would say, what do you want? It's just completely different mental. It was beautiful.
Yes. Oh, but you know what we did is because our mom fed us so much food because she grew up kind of poor.
Yeah.
So she wanted to make sure we always have enough food, and she overfed us. That's another... We were chubby. Huh? Even being on the swimming team, we were chubby. We ate so much, and she made us. So we didn't need these dinner vouchers. We traded them for money. We went to the restaurant where they got the dinner vouchers, and we gave it to the owner, and he gave us money. So we had money.
You know, they all started in Eastern Europe. All these plastic
trading
cards
game.
That we right now are purchasing, gift cards, really started in Poland. You know, people know how we lived life. It was really beautiful. But now... You wake up in the morning, you do your job. Oh, you exercise in the morning? Or
I do. I do. Usually every
what time?
Morning. 7,
okay,
8.
For how long?
6:30. About an hour, hour and a half. So I'll either go and hike with a friend or go to the gym.
You have time for friends?
Everybody wants to. a lot of people like to hike. And you know, it's a great way to be social with someone instead of sitting somewhere, drinking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's nice, too. I do a lot of that with clients.
Do you eat after or before?
After.
After. And this is like probably juicing or something?
No.
To know
protein, meat,
more about
eggs.
You.
I eat.
Oh, okay, you eat.
Yeah, you need to
eat. And then you go to your business. Could you tell us the name of your business?
The business is Crisanna Luxury Real Estate.
Spell it for us.
Crisanna Luxury Real Estate.
And you are an owner.
I am the owner broker, yes.
And you are selling houses, and some of them are expensive ones.
Some are, of course. Okay. We're in Los Angeles.
I know. And that's what excites you more, or just like the medium cost?
You know, any transaction is exciting for me because it's all about the client, and most clients become my friends. And you learn so much about people when you do transactions with them and about their personal life and how they handle little difficult situations and how they negotiate, and it's, for me, it's very natural and it's fun. So it doesn't matter if it's a $4 million transaction or a $500,000 condo. It's just equally as pleasant experience for me as a business transaction, which I handle too. Commercial, I have a business for sale right now. So it's a variety. It's not as boring as you may think.
Then if people want to talk to you or call you, do we have phone number that we can give it?
Phone number is 323-899-1351, open 24/7.
That's what I'm saying. And she has time for friends, for hiking, then just a morning exercise for an hour and a half, and then going to work. And then you come back home like at 10 at night or 6. What is your day like?
No, usually by 5 or 6, I'm done as far as working. I'll still take calls up until
on a
11 p.m.
On a treadmill?
Oh, in the evening, I'm usually not on the treadmill.
Okay, then what do you do? You are not exercising two times a day. Once is enough.
Yes.
Okay,
enough.
We are really now feeling better because that would be like obsession twice a day. Once, okay, let her do it.
Once is all right.
Not that I haven't, but if I just take a long walk, sometimes it's enough. It's not always a hardcore picking up weight and being obsessed. I'm not that way.
No, you are wonderful. I just love you. I'm joking a little bit, you know, but you are just amazing and you're very well put together and smart, smart lady. I'm so loving
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking a little bit more about you as a writer, because outside of what you do, you also write a book. Then, you know, it's like people have passions, people have so many hobbies, like I say, especially here in America, but you really, really are owner. You are working very, very hard. This business, you know, it's not easy business. You need to have had an understanding of math, and I don't know rules. Then for me, it's just very complicated. You make this sound like it's not so hard. If you have good realtor, you can trust that all things will be okay. Just have money.
Pretty much. The financing part is also very interesting. That's where you have the math and knowledge, because there's so many different kinds of residential and commercial financing.
Everything has different law.
Yeah. So I had that experience from the past of mortgage, and I still do it.
Because you were working banking in Chicago, yes? When you moved from Poland.
I did banking here, too.
Oh, yeah, also.
I did some in Chicago. I did some here. I still do it.
Then how old you were when you moved to Chicago from Poland?
I was 15.
Mama, daddy with you?
Mama, daddy with us.
And sister?
And sisters, too.
Two sisters, yes. Wow. And then you decided you like Chicago, but not so. And you decided the L.A., this is the place.
I never really liked Chicago that much, because the weather in Chicago is like in Poland, even worse.
Yeah.
It's always windy, humid. Or windy or cold or hot.
But you left family behind. It's so funny. You left Poland. Then you came with family to Chicago.
Left some family in Poland and left some more family in Chicago. And now I'm here alone, 17 years.
17 years alone. Where is the sister? She's missing you.
I know.
Come on.
It's time.
Okay. We'll see double. And the third one, sister, she looks a little bit similar
to
both of you.
She does. Actually, when we were around 19... She's 6 years younger, so she was 13, but she's taller. So our dad couldn't tell us all apart, all three of us. That was funny.
Wonderful. Then again,
of course, our mom could, but, you know, men.
We have this sweet conversation, a little bit different than every month, because every month you have one Monday with Accent On, which you really, really give people great advices and about realty and how to really get your home that you dream about and how you start even investing in a smaller maybe housing ideas and then maybe become even rich with two or three houses after when you're like 60 or 70 and then you're set for life. That's the American dream.
If you can be just a little bit gutsy. A little risk, and we take risks in our lives all the time. You can start with very little money. Just going back to what we have been talking about for the last 4 months.
Yeah. Then if somebody wants to go back to our shows, please go to LA Talk Radio and scroll down and check Anna Sadowska. And she's our expert realtor. Expert description of the shows are there. Just scroll down and just listen to the show. You can download, you can listen. She's giving great advices. And we'll be seeing her next month. And hopefully she will never leave us, because we have so much to talk to her about. And she has great friends that are coming sometimes with her to our show, and we have a good time too.
We do. There's really a lot more to talk about and a lot more guests to bring.
That's what we will turn sooner or later. We'll be mixing great. And I don't want to say, but that the scariest thing is about her, that she likes to drive bikes. And that's like, okay, I understand running, I understand exercising and drinking green juices and being just beautiful like you, but girl like you taking your chances and go on a
motorcycle,
whatever you are driving, and not being afraid of this horse, big horse. Are they heavy?
650 pounds.
Then I don't know what to say, people. I think we need to, applaud you for everything what you do. And maybe we'll give you a little bit break, because when it comes to driving Harley and talking rock and roll sounds and toughness, it
goes together.
We have also an expert here.
Oh, yeah. Tyler. Did you ride your Harley here?
Not here tonight, no. Okay, it's okay. A little too cold.
I was going to trade you.
Okay, Tyler, now you know my friend very, very well, and you even speak a little Polish, and we have this tiny dream that you eventually will be singing in Poland, and we all can go. But maybe before we all will be singing in Poland, we will create these charitable events that we are talking over and over with Ania, and you will be for sure our star.
That'd be fun.
Okay,
so
you can fire up people. Then what's new, Mr.?
I've been producing a lot of music, writing a lot of songs, drinking a lot of coffee, drinking more coffee, and going to the beach when I can, visiting parents in Palm Springs, traveling, going to Nashville a lot, writing there, producing there.
That's so easy. Sounds so much easier than Anya's life.
Yeah, it's easy.
For us, it's very emotional.
It's
we
so
both,
easy.
You know, we are saying, and everybody thinks musicians have this cool life, because we really have. We can stretch our time. It depends from the mood sometimes until we have a job that needs to be done. But this is a very, very emotional life that we are going through. Then you're very, very young, and you always say that you lived a few lives, because you were very young when you entered to this business, and your family roots also opened door for you to love music. Can you tell us who is your daddy?
My daddy is
Hi,
a
daddy.
Guy. Hello.
And mama.
My dad is a an artist named Bruce Carroll.
Yes.
And he's won 2 Grammy Awards, been nominated 5 times. But the real thing about my dad is he's always been a balanced husband, father, musician, just an all-around just badass guy.
Oh.
And he, just from watching him growing up, that's what taught me to do what I do. And the balance of everything, whether it's writing, taking care of yourself, having fun, like all those things. So I try to follow in his footsteps.
And we were talking about you singing rock. Pop, rock, ballads.
Yeah.
I have one song that you send to me, and I'm very happy to play. It's called Poison.
Oh, yeah.
Did you write a song?
Yeah, I did. And what's funny about that, I was supposed to do a pop country album, and I've been, talking about it.
We come back to it.
Yeah. Okay, so I was a rock artist, as you know, last time you had me on. And in America, for some reason, I don't know what's up with all you guys, but rock is just like
going down,
dying like a vampire. And
I just believe that it's like circle of life, and then we'll be reborn again.
Yeah,
you know, hopefully, because rock never dies. It's just maybe the fad is going in different direction right now.
Yeah, maybe
but,
so.
Yeah, but really, most of people like you and me and younger even people, they are still listening to rock because parents. Are crazy about this genre.
It's
then
true.
I think that maybe the next generation will just bring the hot guitars and hot vocals.
There are some kids listening to Led Zeppelin.
Absolutely.
These little 18-year-old kids are listening to some cool stuff.
That's what I'm saying, you know. Then you do your things because we need amazing vocals. And this song is very interesting.
Why, thank you.
You really work your vocals.
It was an accident, the song.
I'm
excited.
Poison.
Poison.
An accident. No good two together. Okay.
Taking control of my body, my mind, and my soul. You wanna go all this time.
Beautiful. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
I love the beats. It's a little throwback to the tempos to 60s.
My buddy Michael produced it. Yeah.
Hi, Michael. Buddy, Michael.
He's in New York, Mr. Michael Miller.
When did you record it, here or there?
In Hollywood. Just here. Yeah. We were supposed to do some country music, and then I was like, man, I don't
Then Poison happened.
Yeah, and then Poison had its way.
Wow. And it's lyrics fun. Are great. The 7 years you mentioned you had... Crazy Life. Why do you say seven? That was just your lyrics. Yes, you wrote the lyrics too?
I did.
I just felt
7 years. Yeah, I guess I was just talking about, like, you know, early to late 20s, going into the 30s of trying to make it to this artist realm of the music industry while producing and writing. You know this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But the lyrics are great. You know, then love the song and. You have range, amazing range.
Oh, thanks.
Don't let guitar sleep. What you will be singing to us right now?
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I got a song.
Yes?
Yeah, I'll be doing a little country for you.
We will be listening to
stuff that I was supposed
country.
To record. So this song...
What a treat.
Yeah, I know.
Wonderful treat today.
And I don't know if to say for free, because nothing is for free in life, but I think we are really lucky.
You guys owe me $3,000 for this.
I know. We really want people to enjoy your talent.
We'll take you to Poland.
Yeah, there you go. So this song is called Cocaine.
Oh, Poison Cocaine. Good.
Yeah,
go closer to the microphone. One more time.
I can't stop you from doing what you're doing. Those wild mountains they ruin. Such a good thing. Every other minute, stop and look up at me. Eyes begging me for mercy. Can't stop caving in. You say, please keep talking. Those thin white lines, no, they ain't stopping. Straight to your head, hello again. I know what's to blame. I keep on staring, wondering why I even care when your love causes pain. Need a fix so I stay sane. Buy my cocaine. I
distract you, but I just sit here knowing you'll just keep on going till there ain't nothing left. Oh, you say please keep talking, those thin white lines, no, they ain't stopping. Straight to your head, hello again. I know what's to blame. I keep on staring, wonder why I even care when your love causes pain. Need to fix so I stay sane by my cocaine. I can't help you, 'cause brother, you know I need help too. This deadly addiction sure won't let me win. Please keep talking, those thin white lines, no, they ain't stopping. Straight to your head, hello again. I know what's to blame. Yeah, I keep on why I even care when your love causes pain. Need to fix so I stay sane by my cocaine. Causes so much pain. Need to fix so I stay sane by my cocaine.
Wow, country music stage is waiting for you. They don't know what will hit them. This Don't Let Guitar Sleep. I'm hoping you have time for one more.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Okay.
Taylor, really, really, you know this, but you are sneaking some message into your songs.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. That's a very good message.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
That's a very good message.
Sober-minded is a good thing.
Yes, yeah. And you are amazing on a stage live live performer. I saw you, and I was so excited to see how much energy and honesty you bring on a stage, and you're just living in breathing stage. Yeah, one of those. Probably you can sing for hours, yes.
I love performing. I love like connecting with audiences.
And you had the chance to have some shows. I'm fishing sometimes on the Facebook. You are popping up and you are traveling. Yeah. You are doing touring, yes, with the band and big stages.
Yeah.
You love smaller events or the big one?
I like both. Sometimes I'll play festivals in front of thousands of people. Sometimes it's like a small little club with like people packed in. Sometimes the show's not promoted well and there'll be like hardly anybody. I just love
doesn't
all
matter
of it.
Really
all
because
of it.
Still, you know, if you can capture people's hearts, and you can, you really do.
Oh, thank you.
You really do. You are this, I don't know how to say, conversational singer that you talk to people with
thank
your music.
You.
Yeah, I really, really like you. I really do. Okay. What is now?
Well, I was thinking about that. I got a couple songs that I wrote recently for the show called The Ranch on Netflix. I've never watched it before, but I've heard it's amazing.
People, Ranch.
The Ranch, yeah, Ashton Kutcher.
Wow.
I've heard it's amazing. And I found out 2 days ago that I got another song that is going through on that show. So I'm excited. I know.
Soon you'll be buying Big House, and Anna will...
We need to talk.
You need to talk faster, better than later.
Yeah. You're so engaging.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. So this one's called Next to You. It goes.
Time flies, days go by on a western wind. Stars jump, sun comes up, and I start again. Dizzy on a carousel that never seems to end. This way of life is hard to comprehend. Out of all the other places next to you. Oh, I wanna take my place next to you. Small town, rowdy crowds at 2 a.m. A muddy creek, dead end street, and us again. And we may never know what's coming just around the bend, but when all hell breaks loose, take my hand. Out of all the other places I could be, and all the other faces I could see, and all the other winding roads that I could run out to, I wanna take my place next to you. Oh, I wanna take my place. All the other places I could be, and all the other faces I could see, and all the other winding roads that I could run out to, I wanna take my place next to you. Oh, I wanna take my place next to you.
You're so romantic. How much we like that.
I wrote that with my dad.
Oh, really?
And a guy named Aaron Binward, yeah. Fantastic writer.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful, beautiful. Ah, now I know you can feel and fit in any mood, you know. This is one of those that breaks our hearts when you sing. Oh. Okay, now, the country, you say your life really belongs little pop, little country right now.
Yeah.
And album, you say you are working on an album right now.
Yeah, now it's all different because we were gonna do a pop country album, but I was showing Mike the songs and I was just like, yeah, I don't know, man. Let's do some rock.
You know? Maybe you can do two versions of
yeah,
the same
album.
Yeah,
we're thinking of mixing and matching a little bit, doing a little Johnny Cash thing or something, you know.
And when you write love songs.
Yeah.
Do you have somebody in your head, like really you write personal stuff? And this is mostly about for everybody.
Honestly, like when I write songs like that, sometimes they're like about a real life situation, but usually it's I kind of put myself in other people's shoes.
Okay.
You know,
because you know Taylor Swift always writes about her
yeah.
boyfriends, and then
yeah.
you write always about your girlfriends.
Yeah,
then. But it's very, I think, really.
Yeah, after a while, they're going to be, how many girlfriends
yeah,
were involved in this?
Song number 78.
I was only 30-something.
Okay, are you single? Because now we have cameras and people know I am asking these questions
yeah.
for everybody.
I am not single.
Good.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah, yeah.
has your heart.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, is she in the business?
No, not in the music business.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Congratulations.
You usually go for the opposites.
Oh,
sometimes. I don't know. Some people are different. Depends on the situation.
Just depends from the woman.
John Lennon liked Yoko, and she was a musician.
Absolutely.
You know? So, you know, every situation is different.
But right now, this is not somebody who sings. That's good, in a way.
This is not somebody who sings. I'm sure she could. She could probably do it all, actually. She could probably pick up this guitar and play.
One of those girls?
Yeah.
Oh, she got you.
I could never.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
Anya.
A wonderful artist you are.
Yes,
and
yes.
Oh, it's for me it's
thank
just
you.
100%
you. But you know
different kind of a
when I
magic.
Yeah pair Anya with and she sometimes brings her own people that she because she loves music she's
does
very
she?
Very into culture and just brings some very interesting guests sometimes with her then I was hoping that she really will love you
oh, cool.
you know because I like the way how you sing a lot. What about your personal life? Can we ask questions like that today?
If I'm single?
Yeah.
I'm not married?
Okay. Oh, that's a tricky question. I love it. See?
Good
she
enough.
She can tell us everything.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good enough. Okay, do you have time to go and just dance?
I do, but in this town, it's just, I don't know where to go anymore.
Yeah. And you? Do you?
I know where to go. You got to go to Davy Wayne's in Hollywood. It looks like a refrigerator in the front door, and they're playing like disco and 70s music. It's pretty, pretty rad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Davy Wayne's.
Well, never heard of this.
Never heard of it.
It's really
Where? Hollywood Boulevard?
It's on, it's near Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, it's like off of Hollywood Boulevard and, oh my gosh, I can't remember.
Like Las Palmas area?
Thailand.
That's near usually the where all the clubs are. Uh-huh.
It's really cool.
I used to go out more when I was younger, and everything closes at 1:30, and people
everything
don't really
early.
Dance.
At 1:30, that's late.
Yeah. Oh well.
Late?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's like early.
But you guys are from a country where you can stay up to like 6 or 7.
Kinda.
Right?
at least three.
But here, LA, everybody thinks it's so happy, happening town. But you are right. I'm joking.
It's
people
quiet here.
Go sleep, especially in a place where I live, is a dead town. After 10, you can find mice running on the street because it's so peaceful and quiet. But that's probably why people like to live there. Anyway, you're writing a book.
I am so far into it by now because we've been talking about it for some time. I have about maybe 135 pages.
Oh.
When we first started, I was starting.
Yes.
So it's coming along. I was just writing about these dinner voucher tickets, me and my sister used to trade them for money. That's why I remembered to tell you the story.
That's so cool.
But there's so many funny stories.
What is the book about? Because I know, I think we mentioned like on the first meeting with you that's what you do right now. Oh my gosh, then maybe we'll be carrying you on until you finish and find somebody to...
Really? There will be a saga. There's not going to be just one.
Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Then this is your life story, life story, and
me and my
family.
Sister are writing it together, and there's just so much between growing up as twins on the swimming team in Poland in communism, and then being always together without parents. Our parents were working, unavailable. That was normal, but we didn't know. Now looking in hindsight, that was not really normal. But we were always happy. We never took it as, we victims. We didn't have supervision. We just found fun, and we had fun for many, many, many years together, and we still do. And there's phases because there's the Poland communism.
Yeah.
Fun, being together and always laughing at things that could be tragedy to some other families. And then being in Chicago and going to high school, our first jobs, and then me moving away, that's another whole chapter. And
did you move before Solidarity?
We moved in 1989, so right when communism ended.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can call this escape, or you can call this, did you...
It just happened that we emigrated at that time, but we always had fun, whatever we were. So the book is a comedy.
Yeah.
It's a biography, but it's a comedy. It's not a drama. There's a little bit of drama there, of course, but for the most reason, you will laugh a lot.
Okay.
We're gonna
150 pages. And your sister is writing in Chicago. You both make some type of consultation.
Yes.
You
we have a routing
this.
Coach. And we are under certain instructions, so she writes and I write, and then I have a duty to put it all together and scrib it and combine it. It's not easy. It's really actually difficult. And she's way behind.
Sister.
Way
behind. You need to come to Los Angeles and
she has a son, so
she's
a bit excused.
Okay. No complaining.
Not much, though.
No complaining. And, they're silly questions, but you say the life and work is really priority anyway for all of us. Yeah. And do you think the time, I'm coming back to realtor issues right now, this is the before summer, people buy now more because children will be going to school next year soon. And I think what I remember... Like before summer, people like to just change houses or selling houses. Do you feel that we have something in the air? Is good time to sell or buy?
Well, it has been a good time to sell for the last couple years. It's been such a seller's market. So every year in the late spring and summer, you see more activity. which it just makes it harder for the buyers now because the inventory is really tight. So for me, it's been pretty good and pretty consistent for especially the last year. Prices are kind of high still. And
people are renting also houses? Or
yes.
They prefer to sell? People hold today?
Yes,
hold
yes.
On to
some homeowners will hold on to their properties and rent them out and just move out and rent on their own because it's cheaper.
Okay.
So if you have a home, let's say, in a nice neighborhood in Los Angeles and you have a high mortgage and it's kind of getting tight and property taxes, it's getting too much, you can rent a house like that for $10,000 a month and you go get a rental for $4,000 and that's your income. It's actually quite popular.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But we need to have a house that...
I got buddies that do that. All my friends are a lot richer than I.
The same in Poland. Most of my friends are just doing very well, and because they're buying and selling and remodeling and flipping and all of these things, and they live in two bedrooms apartments, really great one, but they buy and just make money, you know, by renting. It's just amazing way. Young people, they are not afraid of rules.
Yeah, but most, I would say that most sellers, if they want to sell now, they do sell. If they're thinking about selling, they go ahead and make the decision and sell. It's just that not too many want to sell because where are you going to go? Yeah. What are you going to buy? Pay more in property taxes, pay more for your new home. So
what about older people, like really, really old? For them to lose the house is probably traumatic. But do you see people like 65 and 70, where they go? What they do?
Well, most of them hold on. If they can afford where they live, they hold on because they are on what's called a Proposition 13, which is property taxes are low.
Okay.
They don't go up. They stay low every year, every year.
It is easier for them to still stay in their own house instead of going to some place that costs $7,000 or $3,000 or $5,000. I don't know how much costs stuff like that for older people. Wow.
Well, when you buy a new home, you are assessed property taxes based on the purchase price.
Okay.
So you pay about 1.5% of the value of your home in property taxes on an annual basis. And when you're already in your home and you're under this Proposition 13, your property taxes don't go up at all. They stay the same for years and years and years and years. So you can have a home that's worth $5 million and only pay $3,000 or $4,000 a year in property taxes. But when you buy a home that's worth $4 or $5 million, you're gonna pay $30,000 a year or $40,000 a year in property taxes. So that's one of the reasons they stay.
Interesting. No, we still have a long way to go. Yes, Tyler.
Yeah.
But when you will be placing your songs left and right on Netflix, you will be needing Anya and First Condo or something, or building studio. Probably for young gentlemen like you, you cannot escape from that. You really need to purchase eventually something.
There is a dream.
That's a dream?
There is a dream I have. I want to live in, I do want to live in Malibu.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do want to build on a cliff.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Just
I got
write.
Big dreams.
Play something. We have 5 more minutes. Then you need to write. People need to listen. And people need to pay a lot of money for
the song. You're on Netflix. You're going into shows on Netflix. That's big.
You should want to make sure
you get paid.
Yes. Oh, yes. See, they have
residuals?
Some nice contracts. Yeah, yeah.
No, we'll be keeping our
they aren't as big as you'd like for them to be.
Of course, you know, but again,
but
we
God
are,
bless them. I'm
God
glad that you guys
pick, that's what we
pick us to write those songs.
Thank
us.
You.
Yeah.
And what is this song about?
This one, I guess you can kind of, piece it together on your own. I think you'll like it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So check this one out.
The shorter version because we need to finish soon.
Right.
I can run the song back.
Well, you don't need the world to tell you how pretty you could be. I wish you knew the way you knock me out when you wear those ripped up jeans and when you're sleeping in my old Elvis tee. You're perfect to me. Always try to look your best, but you don't need all that pressure or stress. So baby, hear me out. That beauty you keep chasing, sitting down is standing in front of me now. If you could see what I see, you're perfect to me. When you wake up with no makeup on and your hair's all in your face, and when you're with the girls and drink too much and you're slurring what you say, yeah, you're just the kind of hot mess I need. You're perfect to me. You always ask me what you should wear, and I laugh and say I don't really care. So baby, hear me out. That beauty you keep chasing down, I see you're perfect to me. Oh, did someone ever tell you that you never measure up? Or did you see it in some magazine? Cause that ain't real and never was. Baby, you're perfect to me.
It's short.
Beautiful. That's the next wedding song for everybody, yeah, to I just, order.
I figured first one night at 3 a.m. I was like, why not just write a sweet little
please
song?
Please, you know? Do it. We need beautiful, sweet, romantic, edgy, romantic, yeah, 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 songs. If people want to find you on websites everywhere, where we can go?
Criminals. No, I'm just kidding. no.
That's funny.
You can go to Instagram and type in the, T-H-E, Taylor Carroll, T-A-Y-L-O-R-C-A-R-R-O-L. Or TaylorCarrollCompany.com, Facebook, Taylor Carroll Music, all that good stuff.
I love it. For yeah, right now, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Anna Sadowska, if people want to get in touch with you, they need to
Criminals.com.
One more time?
Criminals.com. I'm right with him.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, funny. Okay.
He's in trouble.
Yes.
ChrisannaLuxuryRealEstate.com, Facebook, Instagram, 323-899-1351 is the best. I love talking to people 24/7. I promise.
Thank you. And one or maybe 30-second dance and pray, Ilona Europa.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.